This one's called Three Giraffes Touching the Back of Each Other's Necks with Their Tongues. So we start with a camera. I guess it's going to be an automated drone camera. We're flying in across an empty savanna. So as we zoom in, we see these three giraffes. Anyway, so we're coming in from above them, and we're looking at them. So basically, they're like twisting their necks around, and their hooves are placed. If we're looking from directly above, everything's perfectly placed so that as you're looking at it from above, it kind of almost starts to look like some kind of Masonic symbol or something like that. Anyway, and so in this action of touching their tongues onto the next ones, just behind the ear of the next one, there's something, spark of, like a spark of consciousness moves between them, and they form basically like a hive mind. So it's kind of like the sentience from that film Minority Report, which was, from that story from Phil Kiddick. And in that film, the sentience predicted future murders, and the person who was going to commit the crime was sent to this kind of like cryo prison, I think. I can't really remember. Anyway, in this imagining, the three giraffes obviously aren't predicting giraffe crime, but they're involved in a kind of gesture that looks, it just looks like it means something, but actually it doesn't. Giraffes aren't really trying to make themselves look meaningful, it just kind of happens. So, if you look at a stopped clock twice a day, it's going to be right or something like that. Anyway, if you look at a giraffe long enough, then you could see what you wanted to see in their behavior after long enough. Anyway, so they form themselves into this trinity, and their weird purple tongues find the small groove behind each other's left ear, close to that kind of fluffy horn thing that they have, and a spark of cognition moves between them. As one, their eyes jolt open, and these red filaments of blood straining inside them, and there's this kind of stirring in through every fiber of their being, like down to their DNA. There's something. Something is adjusted in their DNA, and something changes forever. You could ignore the bit I said about like finding chaos in finding meaningful behavior in chaos, but anyway, because that's changed now, because actually something has happened here. So something stirs in their very DNA. Something changes forever, and so they slowly remove their long, adept tongues from the small crook behind each other's ear. And this kind of wash of shame comes over them. And so one of them goes over to kind of look in the dust at an insect, just walking along. Another one looks up and sees this bird that's circling around. And then the third just is trying to like get down, the way they go down on their knees and stuff. But basically the only reason he's doing it is because he's got like this massive erection now for some reason. He doesn't know why. So he's kneeling down awkwardly trying to hide his, erection. And that's the story. This one's called White Noise. And in this, basically, it's like a film, and our protagonist is an up-and-coming artist who's played by, in this kind of like scenario, is played by a white mouse with red eyes, like in that film about the outbreak of disease. Miriam is the name of the artist, of the mouse, and she, with her artistic practice, she's concerned with the commodification of minority cultures, which are, in her view, losing touch with their spiritual center. So to explore this, she enacts this kind of commodification on herself. And then in this kind of beautiful, fluid kind of looping of logic that allows her to sell out entirely but still she's got conceptually clean hands. And so she kind of like sells vacuous tat and just churns all this shite out. And it's all kind of lapped up by this undemanding circle of collectors. In this scenario, they're played by small pieces of wood chip that kind of line the mouse's plastic enclosure. And so, having kind of fulfilled this kind of allegorical potential, the film ends with this kind of time lapse of the mouse's body decomposing, and you're kind of watching it in sped up decomposing while you see human beings in the background moving about, and it kind of seems like they're doing something important, basically. So that's it.